It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, August 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A modern-day art and music party reminiscent of Woodstock called Burning Man is preparing for kickoff in Nevada on Monday. Attendees are already polishing their strange sculpture-bearing vehicles, packing outfits and other provisions for a week in the desert. Burning Man has become a happening that draws a big tech crowd these days, in part because of its utopian promise. But Sam Biddle of the website ValleyWag says techies are changing the culture of the event.
Maybe the best thing you could say about Burning Man was that it was hard to describe before. You know, it drew a genuinely weird crowd, but now it's just the same people you'd see in a crowded coffee shop in San Francisco.
Does this mean that things cost more there now? Does it mean that there are exclusive parts of Burning Man, you know, the Eric Schmidt steampunk elephant that you can't climb onto?
Exactly. There's definitely a figurative steampunk Eric Schmidt elephant now. I mean, I think a big part of the spirit of Burning Man before the Silicon Valley infiltration was a spirit of community and communalism.
Is there anything else that you find interesting about what's happening here?
Well, every year for the past few years, I hear more and more people who live in San Francisco talk about how excited they are for Burning Man to happen because all these people now leave. I think that's really interesting, this idea of, like, well, we finally get this beautiful city to ourselves for a little bit, and we can remember what it was like before this most recent boom.
Sam Biddle, co-editor of the website ValleyWag. You might have heard us say many times on our show that messaging apps are popular abroad. Well, in Delhi, Indian authorities are using WhatsApp in a new and interesting way to fight corruption. The BBC's Shilpa Kanan has been looking at this. Hi, Shilpa. How are you?
I'm very well. Hello there.
Put this in perspective for me. How much of a problem is bribery in Delhi?
Well, bribery is a problem all over India, and corruption can be at very low levels. For example, a postman who wouldn't deliver your courier, so you need to bribe him a 50 rupee or 100 rupee note. So it's as less as $1 or $2.
Now, I understand the police commissioner there launched a new helpline, one that accepts calls and WhatsApp messages. How does this work?
Absolutely. It was launched on the 6th of August, and it's proven to be quite a success because anybody, even with a low-end phone, can access WhatsApp. They've already received 3,700 messages. A lot of them are audio and video recordings of people actually taking bribes or threatening them or not really doing their job properly. But it's interesting how technology seems to give people the access to police and enforcement, which anyway they should have.
Yeah, it's interesting. Why do you think WhatsApp has been a powerful force in terms of fighting this kind of corruption?
The app in general is very popular in India. People use it pretty much for everything. It's a very social country, right? So WhatsApp groups are hugely popular. And the best part is you can actually film somebody or record the audio of somebody threatening you or asking you for a bribe and send it directly to the commissioner.
Shilpa Kanan is a business reporter for the BBC in Delhi. Shilpa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. Today it's going to be half Silicon Valley, half pepperoni and mushrooms. I say that because Cyrus Summerlin is here. He's one of the guys behind that Push for Pizza app that gets you a pizza order with the push of a single button. Cyrus, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech and pizza news?
Yes, sir.
All right. I got a number for you. One tap.
Is that all it takes to order a pizza?
Well, this is a very good guess, and that is true. But actually, this week we learned that the creator of Flappy Bird is set to release a new app, Swingcopters, it's called. It uses the same one-tap gameplay. Players will have to guide a propeller hat-wearing character through a vertically scrolling obstacle course. Sounds obviously kind of familiar. Were you ever into the Flappy Bird?
I honestly was not part of the whole Flappy Bird craze.
Yeah.
But I heard, you know, it was interesting. I heard the guy just kind of took it off the market because he didn't like how much people were getting addicted to it. So I thought that was kind of, you know, that's respectable.
Also, he's like a fellow one tap.
Yeah, I should have known. One push is what we're all about. So one tap, you know. Can't order pizza with one tap. It's only one push.
Fair enough. You got a number for me?
100 acres.
Are you going to bum me out and tell me it takes like 100 acres of precious trees to make one pizza box?
It's a happy fact.
Okay, good. Tell me.
100 acres is the average amount of pizza that Americans eat a day.
100 acres
of pizza a day.
All right, I got something for you. 333 million shares.
Definitely some ice bucket challenge video. Maybe Bill Gates.
You're slightly close in the Bill Gates mention.
Okay. Yeah.
So Steve Ballmer stepped down from the Microsoft board this week to spend more time with his new coworkers, the LA Clippers. He still owns more shares than anyone, though, in Microsoft. So he still owns 333 million shares. Do you hope to be as baller as Steve Ballmer one day?
Buy as many pizzas as I want. That'd be cool.
Yeah. 100 acres worth.
100 acres worth. I don't know about a day, but yeah, that'd be cool. I'd give it away.
All right, you got something for me?
Yeah, 5 billion pizzas.
5 billion pizzas.
Come on, this is an easy one.
Is it?
Yeah.
5 billion pizzas, the number of pizzas sold across the world in a year?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Success. Cyrus Summerlin is a co-founder of Push for Pizza. Cyrus, thank you for playing along, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don't forget, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.